He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on May 12th. That's right, we're coming to you on a weekend. Usually doesn't happen, but we got a few exciting things going on in NBA Top Shot that we must talk about. All right, the two things we have to tackle today. The new crafting challenge, the first ever crafting challenge, is currently live. We got to talk about it because it's kind of interesting how you're going to be willingly burning moments of some of your favorite players and some good moments at that just to get another moment of one of your favorite players. But is it actually worth it? All right, so we definitely got to talk about it. We're going to look at the numbers and try to figure that out. Also, we have to talk about the Magic Johnson drop. It was a buzz around the community, and the numbers are pretty staggering for the Magic Johnson drop. So all that and more. Let's cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem them worthy. This is episode 145 of the podcast. Greatly appreciate all the 5-star reviews you guys have been leaving on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't done it yet, I urge you to do so, as it helps the show in the ranking. So if you could please leave a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. And as always, if you leave your Top Shot ID in your 5-star review, there's a chance you may be receiving a moment or two from your boy truly. Okay, so please go ahead and leave those 5-star reviews. Now, today, okay, I'm recording it on Sunday. I believe it's Sunday, right? Yeah, it's Sunday. So usually we don't record on weekends, okay? But I wanted to get a podcast out there while there's still time left in this new crafting challenge. Crafting has been like a buzzword over the past week. In the world of NBA Top Shot, we've been waiting to see what crafting actually is. There was a pretty big leak from NBA Top Shot about a video describing what the crafting would be. It got leaked a few days early, and not everyone got to see it as the posting was up on YouTube. I believe it was a video of someone over at Dapper describing what crafting actually is and how it works. But it was only live, I think, for like 18 minutes before it got pulled down. And then everyone was kind of going sealed lips about it, not wanting to discuss it. If I would have seen it, I would have had a podcast up a half hour later, because this is important stuff. Just because Top Shot, they blew it and it got leaked, doesn't mean that we can't talk about it. But the video finally came out, and then I needed a day or two to digest it, because it sounds fun, but does it only sound cool because it's new? It's a new feature that we got. Is it actually cool? We're going to take a look at the first ever crafting challenge. We're going to take a look at the numbers and try to figure out if it's actually worth it. And we're going to see just how many people actually went about completing the challenge thus far. We have the data, so we'll take a look. There's currently like 2.5 days left, I believe, at the time of recording. But yeah, we'll get to all that in a minute. First, I want to start off with the Magic Johnson drop. Now, I wasn't 100% sure how this drop was going to be. And for the first time in a long time, I'm pleasantly surprised. This drop kind of lived up to expectation. I wasn't 100% sure of how it would be. The Top Shot score requirement was very high for Party Q1, where you had the best odds of getting a pack. I did not exceed that number, so I was out on the drop, and I was not lucky enough to get in any of the other queues. But if I did, I still wasn't 100% sure if I'd go in on it, because let's face it, people, it's no surprise, the Top Shot marketplace is way down right now, okay? It's like in the Mariana Trench Like, it's that far down. Like, everything is plummeting, and it's actually kind of depressing. If you go back, right? If you go back and look at some of those holy grail moments, you know, back in, what, like a year and a half ago. If you go back and you think of, like, those holy grail moments where it's like, man, I don't know if I'll ever own this. They're so expensive. One of them for me, when I first got into Top Shot, now, I got back into it, like, two Januaries ago, okay? So it's been a long time. When I got into Top Shot, there was the 15K Series 2 LeBron. Now, yes, this is the one you're thinking of. It's the corner three ball where he shoots it and he turns to the bench and he makes the shot. It's a pretty iconic play on Top Shot. And that thing was going for a couple $1,000s. And I remember how I always told myself, if it comes down enough, I'd buy it. And it never came down enough. It never got to a threshold where I could actually afford it. And then, you know, 5, 6, 7 months ago, it was down to like around 300, right around 300 bucks, which was a huge fall from grace from like 2.2K down to, you know, 300 bucks. And now looking at it today, the fucking thing is going for 50 bucks. What the fuck happened? It's crazy, people. It really is. I remember not this playoffs, but the last playoffs in Series 2. There was a, what was it? Was it a challenge award for LeBron? I'm pretty sure it was a challenge award for LeBron. And at the time, I believe it was going for like 180 bucks when it came out. And I felt like that was low. Because at the time, they had the 15K LeBron was going for around 300-ish. So I was like, okay, this new LeBron, this playoff LeBron, is more rare than that one is. So this playoff LeBron should end up being more expensive than the 15K. Nope. That thing is going for like 20 bucks in the marketplace right now. So that's just to give you a rough example of how bad the NBA's Top Shot marketplace is right now. And if you've been in this game for a while, if you've been holding your moments, hoping and praying that there was going to be another spike, man, I really don't see it. I really don't. And that really sucks. Now, Top Shot is, you know, taking some course of action, trying to appease the community. And I think that's what this crafting play is. And I'm really not sure if it's going to get there. But again, we're going to talk about that in a second. Let's talk about something positive. So Magic Johnson drop. Okay, it was 400 bucks to participate. You needed a really high Top Shot score. Wasn't a ton of packs available, but it was, you know, only 4 moments, 2 rares, 2 legendaries. And it was a bit of a gamble because the marketplace was so bad. A $400 pack, that's expensive. That's a pricey pack. Would the Magic Johnson actually be like guaranteed positive EV? And if it was, how positive could it actually be when you have all these other moments just absolutely struggling? All right, so it's been a week and we're able to collect the data, take a look, and see if it was actually worth your $400 investment. And like I said, I'm pleasantly surprised by these figures. So the most common, now remember, there's 2 rares, 2 legendaries. Now the most common rare, if that makes sense, that sentence doesn't feel good to me. The most common rare, but you guys know what I'm trying to say. So the most common rare was a mint count of 999, okay, one short of 1,000, okay? So the most common rare you could get was coming in and has a lowest ask of $300. In the marketplace. Now, obviously, that's not great, as that's a negative $100 on your investment. Nobody likes buying a pack and instantly losing $100. That's not great. That's not what we're here for, okay? So if you got the most common Magic Johnson, you took an L. Doesn't feel good. It's a fun moment still, but you took about a $100 L right now. Now, the other 3 moments you could have gotten feel way better. So the 999 rare, again, is a net minus 100. The next most common rare was coming in at 499. This is like Series 2 Metallica Limited Edition numbers right here. So that Magic Johnson in the marketplace currently has the lowest ask of 500 bucks. Okay, so all of a sudden we went from negative 100 for the 999, but now the 499, we're up 100. We got a positive $100, you know, gain on your investment. So that's good. Plus 100. We'll take that every time if we could. So The most common option, you were losing 100. Second most common, you were gaining 100. Pretty fair trade-off, I guess. Right? You've got the most common one, it's a loss. But if you get one step above the most common, you're looking at a pretty nice gain of 100 bucks. But the next two slots is where it gets truly nuts. And yes, these ones are way harder to get, as these ones are legendary. Now, there's two different legendaries you could have gotten. One of them has a mint count of 85. The other one has a mint count of 80. And the one that has a mint count of 80 has a rookie badge, a Top Shot debut badge, and an NBA Finals badge. So I think you can tell which one is going to be more expensive than the other. But we're working our way from the bottom to the top, right? Just like Drake. We started from the bottom. Well, now we're here. So the two legendaries, the legendary with a mint count of 85, lowest ask in the marketplace, 2.2K. Not too shabby. That is a 1.8K gain on your pack investment. So if you got the mint count 85 Magic Johnson, you are feeling great, okay? You probably haven't had a moment that was worth that amount of money in a very long time. On NBA Top Shots, that feels really good. 2.2K, happy to see it. Shout out to everyone who got one. The next one is where it gets truly wild, okay? So with just 5 less in circulation, a legendary mint count of 80, Magic Johnson. Again, it has the 3 badges attached. Rookie, debut, and finals. Currently has the lowest ask in the marketplace. Today, at this point in Series 3, at the end of Series 3, has the lowest ask of 9K. That is fucking $9,000. Lowest ask for that Magic Johnson. That is truly nuts. That is an 8.6K positive, you know, just on your pack investment. Imagine making 8.6K, like right from ripping a pack. That is wild. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Yeah, you know, it's listed at 9K, but no one's going to buy it for that. That's actually up over the average sales price. The average sales price was coming in at like 8.5, and it's currently selling for 9. So it's actually going up, which is pretty crazy to think about. So all in all, the Magic Johnson drop, very lucrative. I think it was 100% worth the gamble. You know, the most common one, you lost 100, which isn't great, but the upside of what you could have gotten was like mind-blowing to me. So, you know, huge shout out to everyone that was able to get one of these Magic Johnson packs. If you ended up getting one of the legendaries, you had a huge hit, and you know, hats off to you. That is fantastic. If you ended up getting one of the other ones, if you got the 999 mint count rare, it's a little tough, but it's $100 loss. That's not, you know, that's not world ending or anything. $100, like, what are you going to do? But all in all, I definitely think it was worth investing. Would I have spent, you know, more money to try to get my Top Shot score up so I could have participated? It's kind of hard to say no, actually. Like, if you were really close to being able to squeeze in a priority Q1, I think it probably would have been worth the gamble to go for it, just because looking at the price of the two legendary moments is like so captivating. Now, obviously, it's legendary, so it wasn't easy to get by any means, but those price points are real nice down there. But anyway, so that's going to do it for the talk of the Magic Johnson drop. I was really pleased and surprised just to see, you know, the turnout of it. So pretty awesome. Now let's talk about something that might not be as awesome, but Top Shot is really hoping and needing it to be. So we're going to talk about crafting. Okay. Now, what is crafting? Crafting essentially, well, for crafting challenges, is essentially you do a regular challenge where you need the requirements, you have the requirements, you submit it in, and you get the reward when the timer expires. But for crafting, the moments that are required, when you submit them, they get burned, which means you don't get them back. Nobody can get that moment again, like your unique serial number anyway. Like, there'll still be plenty of moments in circulation that you're trading in. It's just not the one that you have. So you're going to be losing moments from your collection forever, just to get whatever the reward is. Now, it's kind of good and bad, right? It's good because it'll make some of the moments more scarce. I really hope that Top Shot goes in and adjusts the mint count of these moments. Like, if you're shopping for, you know, let's just say you're shopping for Zion Williamson, and he has this 40K limited edition from Series 2, if you see it and you see 40K, it just looks like 40K. But if all of a sudden it goes from 40K and it comes down and it's like, oh, actually it's 29, it's like 29, 125, right? Or we'll make it more simple. We'll say like, oh, it was a 40K, but it's actually 28K because so many of them were burned and they don't exist. So why still have a mint count show 40K if there's not 40K of that moment anymore? So I really hope there's an update, and I'm sure Top Shot will, because it can be super misleading the way that it's set up right now, because you can't actually see, like, you can click the moment and you can scroll down and you can see exactly how many of these moments have been burned. But it'd make it, you know, way easier on everyone if when you're in the marketplace, you just, that information is just reflected in the mint count that you see right at the top of the page. That'd be super convenient. So I'm sure that will be coming. Right now it's not, well, right now it's not here at least, but I'm sure something will be coming soon. So how can that be good, right? It will make moments more scarce as people willingly burn their moments. All of a sudden, you know, there's less of them, which in theory should drive up the prices of the moments, because, you know, X amount are being burned and they're not available anymore, making the moments more rare than they currently were. So it could increase the value on some stuff. And I really think that's the play of what Top Shot's going for, as a huge problem in all of Series 3 is the mint counts have been way too high. So I think that this is kind of a way to try to correct it. And it can be seen as exciting, but it's only going to be exciting if we actually see, prices come up due to moments becoming more scarce from people burning. So let's talk about the first ever crafting challenge, okay? So the first ever crafting challenge is going to be for a Ja Morant. It's a Ja Morant throwdowns challenge that is going to be crafting. So now we have regular challenges, flash challenges, and crafting challenges. So make sure you're paying attention to what the challenge is that you're actually completing. Now, if you're doing a crafting challenge and you submit it, it's going to prompt you like two or three times, letting you know, like, are you sure you want to do this? Because you're about to melt these moments away and they will not be in your collection anymore. Are you sure you want to do this? Because the moment will be gone forever. You know, they won't be in your account anymore. So it does prompt you enough. So make sure you're reading and you're paying attention to what challenges you're actually completing. But right now, with about 2 days remaining, the lowest ask to complete this challenge, if you have no moments, if you don't have a single moment that is required out of 10, it has the lowest ask of a little over $800 to complete, which honestly, guys, kind of blows me away, because right now there's also an Andrew Wiggins, and then there were four rare challenge, right? Both rare sets. The Andrew Wiggins and then there were four has the lowest ask of $831 to complete. The Ja Morant crafting is $802. So the Andrew Wiggins rare challenge moment, where it's not burning, is actually costs more money to complete than the first ever fucking crafting Ja Morant challenge. In what world does a rare Wiggins go for more than a rare Ja? Makes no sense. Now, could this be a Warriors are in the finals, they could get a finals badge added play, possibly? But we know what those finals badges do. They give it like a 2 hour spike, and then it ends up dropping below what the average sales price is anyway. So I'd like to think that the finals badge potential isn't being reflected here in the lowest ask for these two challenges. So seeing that the Andrew Wiggins basically blew me away that it's going for more money than the Ja Morant. All right, so this crafting challenge was so interesting to me that I actually went ahead and I did all this research just to try to figure out if it's actually worth it. All right, so let's talk about the requirements. The first requirement is you're going to need 3 S2 throwdowns. S2 throwdowns, boy oh boy. I remember I talked so much shit, I absolutely hated the Series 2 throwdowns rare drop. It was a nightmare. The packs were way too expensive. It was like the first truly negative EV pack out there, and it was such a headache, and I hated it so much. I'm on the record of just absolutely ripping S2 throwdowns apart, and yet it never goes away. Well, maybe now they will, because people are going to be burning those fuckers. But you needed three S2 throwdowns. So I went ahead, and if you don't have any throwdowns that you're willing to get rid of, I went ahead into the marketplace, and I found three S2 throwdown moments that were the cheapest. Because let's face it, you are not going to be buying... You're not going to be buying the the most expensive ones. You're going to be buying the cheapest ones. So out of the cheap ones, I found a Darius Baisley that has the lowest ask of 38, a Will Barton that has the lowest ask of 38, and a Brandon Clark that has the lowest ask of 38. Okay, so the three cheapest, we're looking at $38 a piece. That is really cheap. It's actually kind of alarmingly cheap. I really was expecting to see numbers at least in the 50s to 60s, but there are so many of these moments in the 30s. It was a bit concerning, especially when, you know, the average sales price was in the 50s, and then they came down to be in the 30s. You know, I mean, this is a new Ja Morant rare challenge here, people. I really thought that there was going to be, you know, I thought that the requirements would be taking an uptick, not a downward spiral. So maybe this was just, you know, a coincidence. Let's take a look at some of the other stuff and go from there. So the three S2 throwdown moments were all lower than the average sales price. Again, I'm a bit concerned. Let's keep searching. The next requirement is you're going to need three Series 3 throwdowns. So let's go ahead and look at those. Now in Series 3, the mint count was actually significantly less than the Series 2. So the Series 3 throwdowns I had more faith in than the Series 2 throwdowns. I went ahead and I grabbed the three cheapest ones, as I assume you would do if you were planning on completing this crafting challenge. The three cheapest ones were Wendell Carter, Kelly Oubre, and Naz Reid, which come in at $56 each. Now, I looked at the average sales price and what they're currently going for on the marketplace, and they're pretty much the same. They're pretty much identical, so there really wasn't much movement with the Series 3 throwdown, which, again, new crafting Ja Morant, you know, new challenge style, crazy, you know, crazy hot, young, talented player. Really thought that this challenge would be, like, popping, but it's really not. So I thought that these moments, I wasn't expecting to see any S3 moments in the $50 range. I thought that they'd be up to around 70. This is Ja Morant here, people. And to see that there was little to no movement for the S3 throwdowns, again, my concern grew a little bit more. But let's keep on looking. Okay, the next requirement, Ja Morant throwdowns S2 or an S2 Rising Stars. Now, I know what you're thinking, Rising Stars, like that's probably the cheap one. Well, an S2, if you don't remember, if you weren't here for S2, S2 Rising Stars was actually nasty. It was an awesome set. It was a lot of fun. It was rare. The mint counts were low. The moments were sick. Actually, the mint counts weren't really low. It was, you know, 2021. So not a low mint count, actually, when you say it like that. But it felt like it was rare. It was a hard pack to get. And the moments were awesome. Now, in Series 3, Rising Stars sucks. S2, Rising Stars was actually really good. So I pulled up the prices of the Throwdowns Ja Morant and the Rising Stars Ja Morant. The Rising Stars came in a little cheaper with the lowest ask of $278. The Throwdowns Ja Morant was coming in at $281. But again, the prices were down a bit from the average sales price. For the rare 2021 Rising Stars Ja, the average sales price was $295. It's currently at $278. The Throwdowns Ja Morant had a lowest ask of $320. It's down to $281. So both of the rare higher end requirements both had a little bit of a dip. Okay, I don't want to overreact, as these are the most expensive requirements here, but still, the fact that they came down a bit, it's really not great. Now, I get it though. Do you want to spend that much money on a requirement that is essentially going to be going away? How do you justify going into the marketplace, buying a moment for $275 just to not have it in your account anymore, you know, a week later? It's tough, man. It's tough. But let's keep going. All right, let's continue down the rabbit hole, because we already made it this far. The next requirement is going to be one Ja Morant All-Star Game Series 3 or Metallic Gold Limited Edition Series 3. Now, the Ja Morant All-Star Game moment, awesome moment, has the lowest ask of $234, which is currently down from the average sales price of $236, only down $2. We're not going to make a big deal about that. We're going to say that it stayed where it is, because, you know, it pretty much did. The Ja Morant Metallic Gold Limited Edition. The Metallic Gold has the lowest ask currently of $333, with an average sales price of $385. So that one's down a little bit. you know, about roughly $30 or so. Now, the crafting challenge currently has 231 completions, which is pretty low. Not really surprised, though, about, you know, what level of moments you need to burn here. It would be interesting if instead of like a 10 requirement challenge, if it was like 50 requirements. But, you know, there was whole sections where it's like you can burn 10 Series 3, you know, 60K Jaws. Something like that, where like there's a higher number of burning moments, but of more common, but less expensive moments, which, you know, would bring up the price of some of the cheapest shit out there in the marketplace. So I feel like there's some tweaking that they can do here. Low completions right now, still a couple days remaining, pretty big price point to get in. And if you're spending $800 to complete this challenge, okay, that's like $800 that you're essentially getting rid of. So it's kind of like you're paying $800 just for this job, because it's not like you're going to be able to complete the challenge and then go back and sell some of those moments you bought to be able to complete the challenge. Those moments are gone forever, people. So you're spending all that money and you really, really, you know, don't want to take a loss. And it could just be a headache. So because of the low completions, I'm just wondering if the community is not willing to burn, you know, some rare jaw moments. It wants rare jaw throwdowns, Metallica limited edition. So the requirements are some pretty big time moments, right? Because I can't stress this enough, people. Once these crafting challenges, once these moments are burned and gone, they're gone, gone. They are no longer in your account. So will this new challenge reward actually be worth deleting all of these other awesome jaw moments? I'll tell you this, right? This challenge reward better be valuable and not even close to the most expensive requirement, which was $333 of Metallic Gold Limited Edition, because you'd be burning it. So this new moment better be more than $333. Because if it's not, then this crafting challenge, or maybe crafting challenges in the future, if they don't tweak the format a bit, it's just going to be a waste of resources and money. Even if this new Ja Morant moment comes in around $500, it's not worth what you're burning and getting rid of. All right, you'll be kicking yourself in the ass if you got rid of all those really nice Ja Morant moments just to get one that is the same price as two of the 10 moments combined. All right, the common logic just points to just waiting until the challenge is over, and you know people are going to be selling the new Ja moment in the marketplace, and then go ahead and buy the moment that way. Don't spend $800 just to buy this one Ja Morant moment. Wait for the marketplace. You know what the marketplace looks like right now. I'm not seeing rare Magic Johnson 9K numbers for this new Ja Morant here, people. I don't see this thing being worth $500 or $600. So please don't spend $800 and burn a bunch of shit just to get this one moment. If you're thinking about it, just wait. Wait and see what it's going for on the marketplace. That's the easy answer here. I really hope that NBA Top Shot tweaks the burning slash crafting system, because the way that this first challenge is rolling out, it's a bit scary, super risky, and I fear that it's not worth it. That's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Baller. Sorry to end on a bit of a somber tone. If you can leave your 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, I would greatly appreciate it. Don't reflect back on the negativity of this episode. We are still pro Top Shot. We just hope that, you know, they can be better.